29 minutes to 6. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. And of course, it's nice to see our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today the Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah 1442. We focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 7, 8, and 9. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala continues highlighting the benefit of an'am, the cattle. We explain to you this refers to the camel family, cow family, goat and sheep family. So Almighty Allah states, chapter 16, verse 7, وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ, and these cattle, for example, the camel, that they are carrying your heavy, heavy loads, إِلَى بَلَدٍ, to other towns, other cities, other places, لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ, and you should never be able to carry it, إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنْفُسِ, unless you cause extreme distress to yourself, difficulty to yourself. So till today you will see in some countries the camels are used. They are called Safinatu Sahara, that is the boat and the ship of the desert. So imagine the bounties, the favors of Almighty Allah that are recurring, showering upon us. Inna Rabbakum, verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider, La Ra'ufur Rahim, is very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. Now the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the most beloved scripture by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and it is for all times, all places, all circumstances. It's not like the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Gospel, the Torah, which have been interpolated, additions, omissions have taken place. Nay, remember, the Quran Sharif is in its pristine purity, no addition, no omission. So why am I mentioning this? Look at the glory, beauty of Quran. Wal khayla, and Almighty Allah created for your benefit the horses, wal bighala, and the mules, wal hamira, the asses, the donkeys, litarkabuha, so that you can ride it. How many countries they are still riding the horses, donkeys, and so forth? Wazina, and it is a source of beautification and adornment. You see that when the royal family, they have certain guests, then they have the entourage, and you will see the horses and all this type of thing up to this day. Now the person asked the Muslim scholar, in this Quran of yours, the non-Muslim asked the Muslim, is there anything mentioned about the planes and the rockets and the missiles and all these type of things? He said, yes. So that person was amazed. He said, where is it mentioned? So he said, see in chapter 16, verse number 8, وَيَخَلُقُ, and Almighty Allah is creating, and Almighty Allah will create, مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, what you know not. Just take three examples in our lifetime. 50 years ago, if somebody had to tell you that you will have an email, you will have WhatsApp, you will have SMS, which one of us could fathom and comprehend that? 100 years ago, the people will tell you you're talking utter nonsense and so forth. So you must remember today, children also know about these type of things. So remember that Almighty Allah is teaching us regarding the mode of conveyance. So many things have evolved that you must remember till the 20s, 30s, hardly anybody sat in a plane. Then slowly we come to the 60s, 70s, and then you see in the 80s, 90s, 2000, and nowadays, that every second, third person has sat in the plane and so forth. So all this is mercy of Almighty Allah. But now we're sitting quietly again. For 1.5 years, the virus came and majority of us cannot travel. So Allah is showing us everything is in my control. If I want, I will give you. And if I want, I will deprive you. Despite all your degrees and your so-called intelligence, that is وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Then you use, go to the flora, the fauna, go to the marine life, go to the animal kingdom, and everywhere you will see how things have evolved, and all this kudrat ka karishma hai, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَأَلَلَّهِ. Now here we need to understand one thing properly. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, meaning the mainstream Muslim. And we believe in the Quran Sharif, we believe in the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the actions, the speech of the Master, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We believe every Sahabi and companion is going to paradise and Jannah. Even if they committed mistakes or sins, Almighty Allah forgave them. We believe in the Awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah. And we follow the four schools of jurisprudence. So that in a nutshell is what Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believes in. Second one, remember that la yajibu alallahi shay. Nothing is compulsory upon Almighty Allah illa idha awjabahu ala nafsihi. Except if Almighty Allah said, I will do this, I will do that. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us wa alallahi, and it is upon Almighty Allah. Qasdu sabil ay bayanu siratil mustaqim. That Almighty Allah will show you the right path, the path of Rahman, the path of Almighty Allah. Wa minha ja'il, and some paths are those that are deviated. They are the ones that lead people astray. You will get the scholars themselves who are dhal and mudwil. They themselves are astray and lead others astray, as we can see nowadays. They are even worse than Dajjal, as mentioned in the authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So we must always search for the right path and follow that right path, the path of Rahman and not the path of shaitan, the path of virtue and not the path of vices. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And if he Almighty Allah Jalla Wala decreed and wished, then لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He could give guidance to everybody. Every person, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, everybody should be a Muslim. But then there should be no test and trial. So Almighty Allah gave us freedom of choice, and we see that people are told, now see, this is the correct path, and that is the path, that is the path of Shaitan, of Lucifer, of Satan, and so forth. So you make up your mind which path you want to choose, and so forth. Inshallah Aziz, 11:30 today, we will join up with Makkah Mukarramah. The khutbah and sermon salat will be rendered by Sheikh Bandar Balila from Makkah Mukarramah. Thereafter, we will have the translation and dua, and that will be at South African time at 11:30 today, inshallah al-Aziz.
Ustad, there's a listener says, a wife had a son from her first marriage, Ustad, a daughter from her second. She passes on. How is inheritance distributed, Ustad?
So you must remember that whoever are her children, they will inherit. So if her husband is alive, let's say her second husband is alive and she passed away, so we will say in a case like that, that 25% will go to the husband because he is still living. And thereafter you have one son and one daughter, irrespective from which husband it is. But the fact of the matter is, it is her children. So in a case like that, now the remainder will be in three parts. two shares for the son and one share for the daughter. So 50% for the son and 25% for the daughter. So it's very, very straightforward. When she passed away, we make dua, Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And thereafter, there will be first burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the deaths of the deceased, the personal debts, business, corporate debts. All that must be paid to the creditors immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiyah, that whatever she bequeathed in writing or verbally, and there are witnesses, so that must be implemented to the beneficiaries and so forth. Maximum one third to now to non-heirs, whether it's a person or an organization, even to non-Muslims is permissible. That is wasiyah and what she had bequeathed. And number four is the shares of the heirs. So a husband 25%, son will be 50%, and the daughter will be 25%.
I see there's a new listener by the name of Brother Luke Ustad, L-U-K-E. He says, good morning, sir. I really thoroughly enjoy your show. I wish I could meet you one day. He says, I own race horses and made my money through racing. I'm very well known in my community. I want to donate food parcels to the Muslim community of Phoenix. Sir, do I have to tell the people where my wealth is coming from? As they are asking, Brother Luke, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Luke. Remember that if you study the Bible, you will find Matthew and Luke and all that. So your name is also famous, my brother. But the problem we have there is none of them met Jesus. Nor Matthew, nor John, nor Luke, or anybody else. And therefore, everyone gives their own version of things. Anyway, that's a separate topic, just discussing the name Luke. And you say that you are engaged and your business profession is racing horses and so forth. Racing is no problem in Islam. That's good, in fact. The problem comes about today with the gambling that is, the betting that goes on, which horse will win and so forth and so on and so forth. So my advice to you will be, there are millions of people in South Africa and they don't have really any income and they are not Muslim. So rather you focus on them. Remember that. For the Muslim, remember we have enough in this sense. The Muslims are the most sober people in the world. We are the most generous people in the world. We have enough resources. We give them zakat if they are really poor Muslim. And if they are borderline cases, we're not sure, then we can give them sadaqah, voluntary charity. Zakat is the compulsory charity. So my brother Luke, my advice to you will be, leave the Muslims out. You want to spend your money, that's a good gesture, generous gesture on your part. So go give to the non-Muslims. You know that majority of the people there are so poor, living in abject poverty, and after the riots and looting and plundering, things just got worse. So that is my advice to you, brotherly advice to you, Brother Luke.
Was that yesterday our beloved brother, Dr. Banele, sent a message and he said, dear man of God, you have given me assurance that Allah is the only true God and that Islam is the only true religion of God. I have accepted to join Islam from now. May Allah bear witness on this. I submit to my maker. This was yesterday's message. Today's message, Ustad, he says, dear man of God, I have been troubled for so long searching for the truth regarding my maker. I have been going wrong places, not knowing that I have been offending, hurting my soul. I found the assurance that have comforted my soul. I am grateful that my creator has guided me. I therefore totally submit to the Lord of the world, the creator of the soul, the one who caused me to live, and he gonna cause my death and gonna judge me and forgive my shortcomings. I submit, help me to be man where I can go. Dr. Panele Ustad.
Shukran, thank you very much. We say Jazakallahu Khairan to you, Dr. Banele, for those wonderful messages. You know, leave all the titles out. I don't like all these formalities. And you, Brother Luke, also, you said you want to meet me. I'm an old man, you know. And but not cold. Anyway, Brother Dr. Banele, let's just get two, three things and then we make you Muslim, inshallah.
Ameen.
So number one is you address me as AK, okay? That's fine with me. Just AK, finish. Not AK-47, just AK, it's fine. Number two is, we want you that now you are sure you want to embrace Islam. Now, I just want to tell you one sentence, my brother Dr. Benelli. You are accepting Islam on the best day of the week, and that is Friday, Jumu'ah, chapter 62 of the Noble Quran. It comprises 11 verses. You should read it and see what message Almighty Allah is giving every person, every Muslim. Chapter 62, 11 verses. You are embracing Islam in one of the most greatest months. It is called Arba'atul Hurum. That is four sacred months, and this month is one of the sacred months. And today is the 12th of Zulhijjah. It is one of the great, great days of Islam. And you, the esteemed listeners, I remind you again, you cannot be fasting on the 11th, on the 12th, on the 13th of Zulhijjah. And the best dua we should read, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. Chapter 2 and verse 201, O Almighty Allah, grant us the best in this worldly life and grant us the best in the year after, wa qina adhaban nar, and save us from the torment, punishment of the fire. Are you ready, my brother Dr. Benelli? What does he say, Maulana? He's ready.
He says, I submit with my wife and my children and my mother, my father and my four siblings together with my mother-in-law.
Allahu Akbar, my brother. Doctor, you bring tears to our eyes. It's only the mercy of Allah. Believe you me, doctor, that this morning we wake up early with Allah's grace and mercy. I beg Allah, Ya Allah, give these people guidance. Take them out of the zulumat and the darknesses in which they are groping in, and show them the nur and radiance of effulgence of Islam. So, Dr. Benelli, your beloved wife, your beloved children, your entire family, mother-in-law, everybody, when I'm reading, I want you to read after me. We will go slowly, and because you're not used to the words, right? So we'll take every word one by one. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, abduhu, abduhu, wa rasuluh, wa rasuluh. So that was the Arabic formula that makes a person enter into Islam. And what is the meaning of it, Dr. Benelli and your beloved family? All of you must repeat after me. The translation is, I will give it to you now. I bear witness that truly there's none worthy of worship. That truly there's none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah, except Almighty Allah. And I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, was and is and will always be. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. Was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah. And I also believe in all the articles of faith. And I also believe in all the articles of faith of Islam. MashaAllah, you are Muslim now. So what you need to do, Dr. Benelli, your wife, your children, your mother-in-law, you choose a nice Islamic name today, inshaAllah, whatever name. Now, today is Friday. For you especially, Dr. Benelli, your sons and so forth, make sure, I'm not sure where you are living, there in Natal, in Durban area, But by 12 o'clock today, you go to a mosque. And when you go there, you tell them you are a Muslim. Most probably they must have heard on the radio Al-Ansar. We thank our directors, our Hafiz Shabir Basha, and we thank the Capital Group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. You can see the benefits of what's happening. Allah reward you, is recurring charity for all of you. Sadaqah Jariyah. So you, Dr. Banele, you go to the mosque with your sons, and inshallah, they will give you literature, they will welcome you, take a nice good bath, wear your nice clothes, and inshallah, you go there and start, you know, you have to pray 5 times a day and so forth. So all the details, they will furnish you with it. We make dua for you, we supplicate to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, keep us, keep our brother, Dr. Banele, his wife, his children, his mother-in-law, the entire family, steadfast on Islam, Ya Allah, through your grace, through your mercy, through your benevolence.
Allahu Akbar, Ustaz. Many, many listeners are crying. I see Dr. Banele says, Bilal is a good name for me, AK. And he has sent his cell number, Ustaz, and he says, where do we go? And he sent his cell number as well. You can contact him after the program, Bilal.
Just tell me, my brother, Dr. Bilal, mashallah, excellent name. He was the muazzin, the caller to the prayer. He was the minister of finance of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Quickly, my brother, Dr. Bilal Banele, tell me, where are you in Durban? And where, which area, which suburb? Quickly, quickly, I'll tell you who you can contact, and we will tell you also which mosque to go to. Just send me the message now, please. Allah reward you and guide you, my brother. Jazakallah
khair. Ameen. We will wait for his message, Ustad. Let's go to Sister Lillian. She says, AK, have you heard? The heavy floods in central China, killing at least 18 people, forced 200,000 from their homes. Do you think God is punishing them because of ill-treating the Muslims, Ustad, Sister Lillian?
Everywhere in the world, you must remember Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, the Supreme Being, the one and only shows His power. Germany can make the Mercedes and BMW and Daimler. When the floods hit, they didn't know what happens to them. When China, that is now booming everywhere, they say, when the floods came, that 18 and all that is all downplayed. Much more people lost their lives. Thousands of people displaced had to run with the clothing on their clothes, the clothing on their body, and they had to run for their lives. And you see, America, I don't know if you know about it, certain parts of America in this week were 47 degrees, you know. So remember that the fires are raging out of control, hectares and hectares. So sometimes you will see the water, the floods, sometimes you will see the heat, sometimes you will see the wind, sometimes the fires. All that to show human being that remember, I alone am in control and not you with your plans and your propaganda and so forth and politicians. So remember that without a shadow of doubt, this is a punishment and a reminder to human being, come to me and I will assist you. And the further you go from me, then step by step, I will punish you so that you learn a lesson. And you see so many countries today, all this because we have rebelled against Almighty Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah forbid, and against Islam. So Almighty Allah give the Muslim who's devoted, dedicated, barakah, blessing. And the people who turn away, Allah give them muhula, respite. And then the punishment comes. May Allah guide us all.
Ameen. Dr. Bilal says, Ustad Banele, Westville, Ustad.
Oh, very good. So you are in Westville. So my brother, I will send you Maulana Zakir Jedward's number. And I will send you, Mohafa, just send doctor's number to me, please, man. So they just forward it to me. So doctor, I will be in contact with you about between 7 and 7.30 this morning. And I will send you that Maulana Muhammadi's number. He's the president. He lives in that area of the Jamiat there. And Maulana Zakir Jedward, I'll send you 2 numbers. And you contact them and remain in contact with them. They will give you enough literature and everything. Okay, Dr. Bilal? So make dua for us, you, your family, your children, your mother-in-law, all are like newborn babies, my brother. So you must pray for us also, how we will pray for you.
Ustad, New Zealand, brother Edward says, good morning, AK. Have you heard? He says explosion in Gaza City. Is that true? When will this bombing stop? Edward, who start?
We need to be fair. We know the apartheid rogue regime of Israel, but the Quran Kareem teaches us that وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ, that you must not blame, you understand, your hatred of a people must not make you such that you forget justice also. So I followed up that story. Every night before I sleep, I try and get the latest stories. They say it was not the Israelis, it was a gas cylinder by one of the Palestinians. So Wallahu A'lam, Allah alone knows. If the Israelis get it out, you must remember they know that now they are so weak. It is 8 parties with the coalition. Bennett knows even the ice cream companies are giving them trouble now. Imagine they calling the ice cream company terrorist and so forth. So I remember my brother Bennett, my brother Edward, not Bennett. Bennett is there. You, Edward. So you, my brother Edward, in New Zealand, Auckland, Wellington, wherever you are, Hamilton, beautiful New Zealand. So remember that you need to make a note of this, chapter 7, and that Surah Araf, verse 167. Almighty Allah announced, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that Allah will continuously send punishment for the Jutlas and the Jews and Israel till the day of justice. You know what happened yesterday? Now they passed the law that you can't enter a synagogue, you can't enter here, you can't enter there, where there are 100 people and more, unless you vaccinate. And this whole vaccination thing is boomeranging on the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Allah gives you muhula, respite, like the white minority regime we had here, apartheid, and then they are thrown to the scraps of history. In your lifetime, Edward, inshallah al-Aziz, my lifetime, Ameen. Israel will be thrown to the scraps of history, inshallah al-Aziz. Allahumma alayka باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين ومن والاهم what the Arab tenpot dictators who are murtads as well.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Ustad, Springs says, from Springs, can Idga be made today, Ustad? It was not made in our area because of the violence, Ustad.
No, finish now. Each time, finish now. So if you didn't read and eat salat was compulsory upon you, Hanafi say it's wajib. So other ulama say sunnah, sunnah muakkada. Just make tawbah and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. But now you can't be reading Eid al-Adha salat. The time has expired for it. And now you can't make qada and so forth.
Marisburg says the new trend is that we hear in Durban, Ustad, are doing Qurbani online. Is this permissible? It's not like we can't go and slaughter ourselves. What's the ruling, Ustad?
Today, people want to do a lot of things online. People are getting all married online. But I don't know where the husband and the wife will meet. Maybe they will work out a system where husband and wife can do their business online. Astaghfirullah. So you must remember, my brother, sister, that best is you go and see. But now, today, in South Africa, Wednesday was Eid, yesterday, Thursday, today, Qurbani. Before Maghrib, you must be finished. Remember that. That is the verdict of the Hanafis, the Malikis, the Hanbalis. You can't be doing Qurbani tomorrow, Saturday, today before Maghrib finish. So if the organization is really reliable and you have full confidence in them, then we will say it's permissible, although not desirable. But remember that the Shafi'is only, they say on the 13th of Zulhijjah, and that is tomorrow, in South Africa, that you can do the Qurbani. So my advice to you, everybody get your Qurbani done today before Maghrib, inshallah.
We're going to leave you there, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan. We say all the listeners, barakallahu feek, once again to you, Dr. Benelli, inshallah, between 7, Mona, you send me the number.
Ustad, I send you the number.
Okay. So inshallah, I will contact you between 7 and 7.30, and then I'll give you the numbers, and you contact them. Barakallah, and inshallah, you go there to the mosque, and they will welcome you, when maybe they put a garland on you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.